It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of August, and we brought in, officially strength all the way across the board in all of the grains except for Kansas City wheat, which did see a little bit of mixed performance. When we'll return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of August, and we brought in pretty much strength all the way across the board as far as the grains were concerned. Wheat seeing strength off of the escalation of the war between Russia and Ukraine, as it looks like pretty much most of the shipments going through the Black Sea region have been shut down. Flip over and take a look at corn and soybeans. Those two markets were supported by the Pro Farmer Tour that took place here last week, finding a lot less potential for the corn crop than what USDA thought in their August crop production report, and maybe a little better soybean production possibility than what we saw in August. Now, of course, corn, cold, wet to start the growing season, wet during the growing season, especially for a majority of the Corn Belt, has had the crop a little bit immature and has, of course, the cobs not filling. So that's pulled down the corn yield to the point of about 7.5 bushels less than anticipated by USDA. Even if this number is wrong, it does show that there is no wiggle room as far as corn yields are concerned or as corn production is concerned. So at this point, weather is going to play a very important role for the next couple of weeks until corn harvest gets moving pretty rapidly. For soybeans, yield potential is still up there, mainly because it can see a little bit of a change yet if we get a few more rains. So yield for soybeans come in a little bit above USDA's projections, production a little bit above. Overall, though, strong demand has helped to push the soybean market, as on Friday we saw 1.5 million metric ton of soybeans being sold. So very friendly as far as the demand is concerned. By the time we wrapped up the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat up 20 cents, while Chicago wheat was up close to 10. Kansas City was mixed, 2 to 4 cents lower. As far as corn, up 24 to 25 cents. Soybeans were up 47 cents. Soybean meal was $7 to $8 higher. Bean oil took it on the chin. It finished steady to down a little bit, mainly because of the EPA's idea that they're going to now take care of the last of the small refinery exemptions. That put some pressure in on the bean oil and canola, as canola was down close to $18 to $19. Cattle didn't have a good week, as live cattle finished steady to down a buck, while feeder cattle were down $6 to $7. Lean hogs finishing steady to a buck lower. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $4.60. Gold was up a little bit. Over in the dollar, we were down 0.8 of a cent, and the Dow Jones lost close to 400 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.